And good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday morning, so that can only mean one thing. Your care, our mission, brought to you by the good folks at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and those of us here at 97.7 The Bolt. You know, it's my favorite morning of the week to get to do this. I love it. It's educational. We are joined right now by
Dr. Long,
who is a family practitioner, but does, I'm told, does a little bit of everything like everybody at the hospital does.
Dr. Long, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you for asking. If I were any better, they'd come and haul me away. Now we have a topic this morning that is probably the hottest topic we've had so far on this segment that's in the news at the moment. We are going to talk this morning about myths and facts surrounding the COVID vaccine. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, you picked a hot one.
Well, it comes up like just about every day.
Oh, sure.
Whether at work or at home, mm-hmm. or around friends, it's everyone wants to talk about it, and there's so much information, whether it's good or not good information out there. I felt like, giving some good facts on it might be a good idea.
Well, sure. All right. Well, this is one topic that I've had on this segment that is way above my head. So I'm just going to let you go, Doctor. And, I read the news every day, all day long, and I see the stories all over the place. And,
sure.
It's like any topic. There are stories on both sides that you just read and go, what is wrong with these people? But I take my hat off and bow to you, and the stage is all yours.
Yeah, well, in defense of some of those people that are misinformed, it's hard to know where to get good information these days. Mm-hmm. You got to just find informed people that you trust and rely on their expertise. So some of the more I'll just go over some of the more common, myths that I've seen out there, sort of one at a time. One of the first ones is that COVID vaccines can somehow cause formation of variants. The variant is, it's a hot topic in the news with the Omicron being the new one, Delta before. Just a slight variation in the virus that makes it act, slightly different. And there's a myth out there that vaccines contribute to formation of those variants, which is actually quite the opposite. Variants form through the process of like a natural mutation process as it spreads from person to person, and vaccines limit the ability of people to contract and spread the virus, so they actually contribute to less development of variants. So that's a pretty easy one to disprove.
It sure.
does the exact opposite of what they're saying. There's the myth that COVID vaccination somehow affects the ability to bear children. Some people are worried that if they get the vaccine, they won't be able to get pregnant.
I have, not to cut you off, but I have to admit that's a new one on me. I have not heard that one yet.
Yeah, I've actually had it voiced to me personally from
really?
Several people.
Wow.
And there's absolutely no evidence to support that, either through this vaccination or through really previous, vaccinations mm-hmm. in history. There's really just no evidence that it causes fertility problems. Limits anybody's ability to conceive.
Sure.
And actually, there have been some preliminary studies. I mean, everything with COVID's still pretty new.
Yeah.
Showing that people that have had COVID-19 can actually have more difficulty bearing children, whether it's from a decreased sperm count or sexual dysfunction. Mm-hmm. There's a couple other issues. So again, it's the exact opposite there. The vaccine's not going to make it tougher to have children.
Mm-hmm.
This one I hadn't heard, but I was looking up some stuff on the CDC website. There's a myth going around that getting the vaccine makes you magnetic, whether like at the site of the injection, which is 100% not true. There's no metal component or magnetic component. It doesn't create an electromagnetic field at the site of the injection. It's just not a thing.
I believe you have performed a miracle. I was actually speechless there for a moment.
There's some interesting stuff out there.
There goes my hopes of being a superhero. Down the drain right there.
At least not from this. There's a worry that COVID-19, because of the vector for getting the vaccination, the way it works, is an mRNA process. Some people are worried that the vaccine in some way alters their DNA. It doesn't. It doesn't affect or interact with DNA in any way when it enters the cell. It actually tricks the cell into making proteins that look like the spike protein on the COVID-19 virus, and that's what stimulates the immune response. So it's not rewriting your DNA.
Yeah, that one I've heard.
That's not a thing. There's not a microchip in it. I've had 2 doses and a booster, and I still don't have any cell service. So.
And you're not magnetic.
I'm not magnetic either.
Well, other than your personality, of course.
One other one I wanted to touch on here was sort of safety surrounding children. Three out of my 4 children are vaccinated. The only one that isn't old enough to get it yet. I firmly believe that the vaccine is safe for children, and I wouldn't have had them get it if I thought otherwise. There's sort of a myth going around, popular belief actually, that because children aren't seriously harmed by COVID-19, that getting the vaccine isn't worth the risk. There have been no major side effects reported from children getting the vaccination. Whereas children that have gotten COVID-19, while there's a high percentage of them that have mild illness, there is a number of them that have more severe or more prolonged illness. As of October, children 5 through 11, COVID has resulted in 8,300 hospitalizations and nearly 100 deaths. It's actually broken into the top 10 causes of death for children aged 5 to 11. And there's a rare immune issue. It's like a hyperinflammatory immune issue that can develop after having COVID as well. So when you kind of balance out the risks and benefits, I think it firmly lands on the side of getting vaccinated. And beyond just like the health of the child themselves, the best way community-wise for us to fight this virus is the biggest tool we have is the vaccine, because it limits each individual's ability to get the virus and then spread it to somebody else. So if we're trying to do what we can to protect the most vulnerable people in our community, our goal should be to vaccinate as many people as possible.
That's pretty good information, and you hit 2 that I had not even heard about, so I'm pretty impressed with that.
If anybody needs more information on how to get a COVID vaccine, they can call our clinic. The number is 332-2015. We also have, same day appointments every day should anybody experience any symptoms and need to be checked out.
You still doing a lot of testing over there, doctor?
Every day.
Yeah, I've had, I think 4 or 5 now. I'm at the point where when I see a Q-tip, I cover my nose.
That's fair.
Well, I tell you, I think I've told my buddy Marty over there, I think I've told her this, but I'm one of those people, anything in my nose makes me sneeze.
Oh.
So I do the drive-through testing a lot. I go over to, well, people don't care where I go, but anyway, the minute I do the cotton swab thing, I sneeze all over my dashboard. It's horrible.
Gotta start keeping some armor on.
That's right. I need a tarp over the steering wheel. But you know, I'm a COPD guy, so testing is kind of important to me. You know.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I don't mean to cut you off. Was that all we had on?
Yeah, that was all I had.
I've got to ask you because I happen to know that you are a big sports medicine fan. Did you enjoy this football season?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, it was amazing, wasn't it?
Unbelievable experience.
I'm not a big sports guy, but I did start coming out to the home games. And man, those kids are so talented out there.
Yeah, just the opportunity to stand on the sidelines and see them. See their hard work pay off.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of time and effort's gone into what they do.
Oh, they made history. First time in 30 years, since 1991, that they've been undefeated in the regular season.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Yep. That's what I told a bunch of them. You know, don't feel like you lost when you got to the top. I mean, you got somewhere that only two teams got to.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But I digress.
Dr. Long, we really appreciate your time.
And again, where can they contact someone if they're interested in more information?
Our phone number for the office is 332-2014.
Tell everyone that participates in the segment, thank you, and we appreciate everything that you guys do in the medical field.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to come on and talk.
Oh, we love it. We appreciate it. This has been Your Care, Our Mission, folks, brought to you by the great guys and girls over at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and those of us that hang out here at 97.7 The Bolt. We'll be back next Tuesday morning with another installment because we love it so much. And I'll be back right after this.